If you just could wait in here a moment, Mr. McEnroe.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. You're here to see the dentist?
Yeah, unfortunately. I hate going to the dentist. This is like a nightmare for me.
Really?
Yeah. Have you been to this dentist before?
Well, not actually, but I've seen several others in this city, and unfortunately I've had some very bad luck.
I'd rather prefer you not to talk about it, but... I'm feeling a little nervous, you know?
Let me just tell you. Just a few stories, right?
Right. Can you make them short?
Of course, of course.
And with a happy ending or something?
Of course. Just about 2 months ago, I was going in for a simple cleaning, right?
Yeah.
And, I was having my teeth checked and cleaned, and before I know it, I'm being put... to sleep, because the doctor thinks I need a root canal, right?
Anita, what? Oh, don't. No, don't carry on. Tell me another one, because that sounds too complicated.
No, not bad. Anyways, he puts me to sleep, right?
Yeah. Well, I suppose that's an advantage if you're asleep, then you don't realize. But I suppose the worst thing is when you wake up.
Yeah, at the moment you don't, but as soon as you wake up, you realize that... something horrible and tragic has happened.
No.
Yeah.
No, I'm sure it can't be as bad as you're saying it is.
No, it's... Well, yeah, it can be. It could be even worse.
Oh.
Yeah.
You're making me feel much better, actually, because when I came in the room, I was feeling nervous, and now I'm, like, hysterical, really, but never mind. If it makes you feel happy to carry on telling me these stories and make me feel worse, then go ahead.
May I?
Yeah. Well, why not? As long as you're enjoying yourself, then that's the only important thing, really.
Anyway, all right. Guys, I had the root canal, right?
Yeah.
I wake up and I realize that you know how they put the bibs on when you go to the dentist to sob up the...
Well, I haven't been to the dentist for a while, but yeah.
Anyways, they put these bibs on you, right?
Yeah.
To sob up any saliva or spit or blood, you know, that might come
blood.
Out of your mouth. Yeah, blood. And perhaps
what? Did you go to a dentist or did you go to a butcher?
Well, he called himself a dentist, but what he did to me was really the work of a butcher.
All right. It's been quite nice weather recently, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, hi, honey. How you doing?
Great, thanks. I'm being... made to feel much more at home and much more comfortable by this gentleman I have just on my left here.
Well,
he's telling me some really
you
nice
know, Mr. Smith.
Well, good luck, and I hope there's not too much blood.
God, who are you talking to? That was a really sexy guy.
He was a horrendous person who's been telling me terrible stories about going to dentists when I don't even want to go to the dentist.
Such a baby. I'm sure that man was much manlier than you were. Look at him. He just walked in there and... like waltzed in, and here you are complaining again. I found a place to park. Did you know that?
I saw him taking some tablets before. I don't know if they were anything particular, but he seemed to be quite relaxed, but who knows?
Can you imagine? I'd like to take a look at his mouth. Maybe some other things as well.
How can you talk about things like that in a moment, in such a terrible moment like this?
I'm trying to calm you down, honey.
You're trying to calm me down. You're trying to make me jealous. I'm already having a bad time thinking about going to the dentist, and now you're trying to make me feel jealous.
Well, now I'm trying. Well, at least you've got something else on your mind.
Why don't we, like, do something else? I don't really need to go to the dentist. I'm feeling perfectly okay.
Well, why don't we wait around for Mr. Smith? I'd like to have a drink with him.
Why don't you wait around for Mr. Smith? Why don't you go into the dentist and talk to the dentist and talk to Mr. Smith and do whatever you want, and I'll go and do something different?
I go every 6 months to the dentist, so I really don't need to go very often. You do. You wait until the last minute until your teeth turn black.
I can't understand. I went 10 years ago.
Ten years ago.
It seems quite normal.
Did you see that guy's smile? He had such a healthy look. Oh. Not like your teeth.
Well, don't look at me. Why didn't you go and talk to him and leave me alone?
Well, believe me, I'd like to do that.
Well, I'd be rather happy if you did, because you're making me feel worse. You're making me feel guilty. You're making me feel nervous.
Oh,
and now you're making me feel bad about how ugly I am.
You're not ugly. You're just not as sexy as he is.
You're always thinking about the same thing. By the way, where did he park the car?
I parked just around the corner.
Did he park well, or did he hit anything while you were parking?
Oh, who knows? I didn't hear anything.
Well, I hope it was Mr. Smith's car.
Oh, wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah, it would be nice for him. It would be a nice surprise when he comes back. after the stories he was telling me before.
The dentist will see you now, Mr. McEnroe.
Really? Thanks, I think.